Oh, wait a minute.
In my beard, just on this right side, like a stripe.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then whatever this is, it's a little scraggly. Like I'm getting like crazy whites. Look at that.
You're turning into daddy. Is your mustache a different color than your beard?
It is.
Yeah, like him.
It's lighter. It's like almost like a blonde.
You know, that is an old wives' tale that you can't trust you. You're untrustworthy. Yeah, if your mustache is a different color than your beard, then you're untrustworthy.
Who came up with that? I don't understand. That sounds like someone got burned by a guy with a different color mustache and now they're profiling. I feel like that's profiling.
It's an old wives' tale. I mean, remember, you used to think it was old wives' tale?
Yeah, because you're old and wise, and it was probably true.
Yeah. I was like, no, it's old wives' tale. You're like, no, pretty sure it's old wives' tale.
Pretty sure it's old wives' tales. Like old wise people tell about it, tell
right,
stuff.
Right, right.
Oh, so, even like, does it like lie out the box when we're talking?
Yeah. So we definitely know who's talking.
Yeah, that way I'm glad that was there because like if I started talking, I was who said that? The box is on me.
Oh yeah, that would be me. I'm drinking wine
and eating chicken.
I did have some chicken tonight.
Yeah, I thought about that's how I was going to introduce myself. Is you know, hey, I'm Fox. But talking about how I'm a Twitch streamer, gamer, 90s referencer, which is actually my profile on Twitter.
90s
but,
referencer. I like true. It.
90s referencer.
It's totally true for me, too.
I reference a lot of old stuff that kids don't get these days.
Damn kids.
Oh, wait a minute. We've been recording this whole time. I need to take this label off the water. We ain't getting paid for this. I got that sponsorship yet. You got to drink from clear water bottles. Isn't that how you do it?
That's why I'm not letting you see the...
Almost rolled right into that one. All right, that's not coming off.
How should we introduce ourselves? I've been recording for a while now. People are going to be listening and be like, who are these jokers?
Oh, I mean, you're not gonna like edit it up. It just like goes in as a chunk or something.
I mean, we can edit it too, but whatevs.
Because if we can like maybe take like an intermission. I mean, not like a pause, but like you know, like a stop. Like, hey, what are we gonna do? And we'll figure that out. I can drink a beer.
All right. Oh, damn! You got a little fridge. I need one.
Yeah, it's my gaming fridge.
I need a little fridge.
Yeah, it's got a little, it's got a little, my wife got me the Majin Vegeta, the M symbol that goes on Majin Vegeta's forehead. Mm-hmm. So it's my Majin Frigida.
Nerd.
Great. Kills at parties. No one gets it. No one laughs at it. No. It's awful. Mm-hmm. I don't go out anymore.
I don't either. Because, you know, I have 27 kids. Okay, so how are we going to do this? Like, what's up, y'all? I'm Megan.
And I'm Bubba Brooks.
Bubba Brooks.
Bubba Brooks. They call me Bubba 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 Brooks. Shoo-boo-boo-boo. Hey, Bubba.
And we're, Sis Bro Show?
A the comedy. Sis Bro Show. Maybe one of us would say Sis Bro Show, and the other one goes, a comedy duo.
I was thinking of like an announcer voice, like, huh? Sis Bro Show. You know what I mean? Can you do an announcer voice?
I can probably do.
Assist Bro Show.
I love it. Yes. Do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to have like, to.
I always wanted to do for Twitch, I always wanted to do like a really like heavy metal, like rock and roll intro. And then like, you know, showing all this gameplay and stuff, like rocket launchers, explosions, gunfights. And it's like, and then the stream starts. It's like, and everything just stops and goes to me like full camera. I go, hey guys, welcome to the stream. You know, like.
Perfect. Oh, so hardcore.
Well, yeah. So I thought about something similar for like the podcast. Maybe we can get like some crazy, like off the wall, like music to play at the very beginning, and then like in your face explosion animations, and then just cuts to us. We're like, "Hey guys, welcome to the podcast.
We're glad you're here.
Could you join us?
Sit back, have a beer, and listen to us talk about nothing. A podcast about nothing."
Just thinking, like, what category would be in miscellaneous? Is that something? Is that a category of our podcast? Is miscellaneous?
Miscellaneous. I put us under comedy because we are hilarious. Oh, we are
hilarious. That's true. Hang on, let me move my mic a little closer so I can kind of kick back and relax in my chair. I can actually lean back. I'm not actually doing anything except just sitting here and talking.
That's a little different.
How do I sound? Yeah, it is different. It's weird. I feel like I should be doing something. I don't know what to do with my hands.
Raise your hand. So does like the camera, do you have the camera like, because look, see my wedding ring? And then when I look at you, yours is on the opposite. So it's just weird.
Wait a minute. Show your wedding ring hand again. Yeah, it's on your left hand. Is mine not on my left hand?
It looks like it's on your right. But it's your left. It's just the way the camera is. It's like inverted.
Wait. This is going to be the majority of the podcast. So let's try to figure out my camera. I hold my hand up. If I'm looking at the screen, oh, that does look like my right hand. What? It's like a mirror. Mm-hmm. It's like a mirror image instead of an actual image.
Right?
Right? What hand is this?
I don't know my hand.
It's like the time Shane got drunk and thought he put his he put his shoes on the wrong feet. And I was like, how do you do that? How do you put your shoes on the wrong feet? You mean you got the wrong shoes on? On the feet?
How many feet you got?
I mean, yeah. How many feet are the wrong feet? You put your shoe on someone else's foot? Is that what happened? But yeah. Okay. So now I see what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's weird. Solving the world's greatest problems.
Was your, I heard that beep. That's your fire alarm?
Oh my gosh. Can you hear that?
Yeah. Well, I heard it at first and I didn't know what it was. So I was like.
Yes. So we need to change the battery. But the fire, like the alarm is in a weird position where it's like above the stairs. So like to get a ladder.
Really high up.
Yes. To get a ladder, you have to like position the ladder on the stairs and it ends up being like all crooked. And you can't reach it. I'm like, how did they put it up there to begin with? So
you have to get one of those A-frame ladders that have like the extensions on them. Like it's almost like the ladders. I can't think of the word for them. It's the ones that extend. The ones I used to use when I did cable, you know, you pull the rope on them and they like slide up. They have A-frames kind of like that with like adjustable sides. So you can like, have like the short side up the stairs.
I don't want to buy a ladder just to change the fire alarm.
That's true. That's really good. It's like, who's going to change that alarm to go through that trouble just to do that?
Because we have two other fire alarms. So, I mean, what's the chances of a fire just happening right here?
Yep.
Upstairs. Where my bedroom is.
Oh, I forgot my e-cig. Damn.
Uh-oh. You got anybody to text?
Dear wife. You see like the hand come in from the side.
So like sometimes when you first start talking, I can hear it's like a little, I don't know how to explain it. Like it breaks up a little bit.
Oh, like there's some
like right there.
Interference or something?
Yeah.
Like, does it sound like almost robotic?
Yeah. I don't know if it's just my headset or if it's the Zoom.
I heard a little bit right there on the end of your voice. Like it happened earlier to you too, but usually that's kind of that's like a connection based thing. Cause it happens a lot in like gaming and stuff too.
Hopefully it won't be too bad.
Is it constant with me?
No. It's just like every now and then. Are you going to be playing with your beard the whole time?
I tend to do this a lot.
How's your hair looking?
Oh. Well.
Oh.
Yes, it's still up there.
Yeah.
The shorter it is, the better it looks. But once it starts getting like a little bit longer, and I mean, I kind of noticed it when I had long hair too. It's just, you know, thinner up top.
Right.
But I mean, it still looks good. Cold though, it gets cold.
Are you balding yet?
Well, I mean, I think I've noticed it. Like, I think my hair is like gone back a little bit.
Especially
like right there, like I'm losing that little peak right there. Mm-hmm. Nothing too major, which not too bad. But since it wasn't that long ago when I had like long hair, and I had long-ish hair not too long ago either, before I started shaving it again. But I think the days of long hair are gone.
Oh.
Yep. I don't think the lion's mane will return.
It happens.
Yep. Such is life.
I feel you. There's some things that I won't do anymore, like thongs.
Me neither.
Sometimes you just gotta say no.
Sometimes you gotta say no. I don't care how comfortable they are. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're not good for you. That's what I've read.
You see my shirt?
Yeah, not the mama. Okay. That's good.
Isn't it? Mm-hmm. I was actually talking to my wife. I walked the dog earlier, and I had this weird, you know, when you smell something, and it gets like that weird, like deja vu.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was only me.
I know. I think it's a lot of people. They say, like, you know, the scent of something, it sparks a memory better than anything else, like just smelling something.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
So I was walking the dog, or, you know, Kramer, mm-hmm. and I got hit with a whiff of something. I was like, what is that? And I had this weird flashback. It smelled just like those, you remember those old cap guns I used to have?
Oh, yeah.
And I had a flashback of a memory, because it smelled just like a cap gun, of when Daddy gave me my first one. I don't know how old I was. I was like single digits. I was young. But he gave it to me. I was so excited. It was a little snub-nosed revolver, and you put the little caps in there.
Right.
And I told Crystal, I was like, and it was awful because our dad would make me aim it up in the air as far away from me as possible and look down and away before I shot it. And I just had to shoot it as fast as I could. And then once it stopped shooting, then I could reload it. And I was like, this is awful. This is not anything what I thought it was going to be.
No, it's not fun.
No, I can't even look at it. So, well, you know, what's the point? Like, I know what's going on over there, but I can't even look at it.
Yeah.
So I just got hit with that random memory.
Not just because
of not having fun. Of shooting a cap gun, not being able to look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it probably was fun.
Probably.
If I knew what was going on over there.
Well, you know, we were poor, so maybe he wanted to, like, save on the caps. He thought he wouldn't play with it that much.
What if I just got, like, fake caps and he was just over there making noises and didn't want me to see what was going on with it? Like, he didn't want me to know that we had a fake cap gun.
Okay.
So I just look away and he'd be like, pop, 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 pop.
You know what's funny? Is it's a possibility.
It is. I wouldn't put it past him.
He was very cheap. We only had that one pair of boxing gloves.
Oh, yeah.
I wore one.
The boxing gloves. If we could get a still shot of that for our podcast.
Oh my God.
Whatever happened. It was me and you boxing.
Yeah.
And so then, that'd be, and then the referee. The referee got in the way. Our little sister Jessie.
Break it up.
Okay, fight.
And we just got tired of it.
Yeah, and we got tired. And we both just started wailing on her at the same time. Like, it wasn't even like, it wasn't planned. We didn't, there was no look between us where we were like, let's do it.
Then she went crying to daddy.
I guess that's probably something else we probably need to get into also with the introduction of ourselves. Like, as we go and talk, like I kind of threw out there, you know, that Jessie is one of our younger sisters.
Right.
Because we are, I guess, 2 out of the 4 children.
Right. Mm-hmm. We're the two oldest.
Mm-hmm. Megan being the older one, I'm slightly younger.
Slightly. Yeah.
And we have 2 younger sisters that we'll probably be talking about a lot on this podcast.
Because they are. Yeah. They're hilarious too.
So they are pretty funny and probably some pretty good stories from our past.
Yeah.
And so Jesse is the 2nd youngest, and then Betsy is the youngest, the baby.
And they're not twins. Like, if I've talked about them before, and they're like Jesse, Betsy, because their names rhyme. They're like, are they twins? I'm like, no. They're 3 years apart.
But yeah, we'll be referencing them a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And I then think good we were, old mom and dad.
We were the meanest to Jesse, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
She was the most annoying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was.
I mean, Betsy was annoying too, but she was the baby, so it was like we had to protect the baby.
Yeah, it was more of a, I guess, I wonder if that would have been different if Jesse was the baby. Would we have been less mean to her? Because she would have been, she's the baby, but she's a really annoying baby.
She's super annoying.
Super annoying baby.
I guess Betsy wasn't as annoying. She was still pretty annoying, though.
Yeah. Probably not much, though.
No.
But we definitely, I think, tying her up and making her, tying her to a tree and making her lick a muddy stick.
Yeah, that was.
that was a little rough. Oh. Who was watching us? There's all these stories we have as like little kids, and I just keep thinking, where were the adults during all this? What was happening?
The adults didn't want us around them. so they sent us outside.
Outside.
We would get lost in the woods.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lost in the woods. Biking. Getting super far away.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you were there, but this is when we lived in that 2-story greenhouse.
Oh,
it wasn't,
man,
like an actual like greenhouse, like it was just painted green. It was a 2-story like farmhouse.
Yeah.
But there was like this super tall tree, and being like a young country fellow as I was, mm-hmm, and still am, I climbed that tree all the way to the top.
You're just swaying.
Yep. And that tree was over the house, like over 3 stories tall. Like I can see down onto the roof of the 2-story house from the tree. Mm-hmm. And I was at the very tip top, and it was just swaying in the wind. And I'm just holding on to the top. And I hear from down low, like it was pretty windy. I hear down low. I look down and I can see Mama. She's got her head stuck out the kitchen window looking up at me. And then I see her come flying out the front door and around the tree. And she's saying something. And I'm at the top of the tree. I'm like, well, I can't hear her. Let me get down and see what she wants. I should have stayed up that fucking tree.
Oh, yeah.
Because I came down and got my ass whooped.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, speaking of Mama, do you remember when she used to get mad at us and when we would, like, pick on each other and say, don't worry about anybody but yourself? And then she would get mad at us and say, all you care about is yourself. And we're like,
yeah, we throw it back.
What are we supposed to do? Worry about ourselves or care about other people? I don't know.
That was like pretty common too. We would just like throw that back out. Like, I thought you said, wait a minute. I thought you said.
Yeah. Oh, she would get so mad too. See, even as kids, we knew that adults aren't always right.
Yeah. And as adults, I know that's even more true now.
Right? If I look back, I'm like, how did we survive?
Yeah, how do we make it to adulthood?
I remember being at Mimal's. Okay, so Mimal is our dad's mom, and she used to watch us a lot. And we love going over there because she cooked amazing food.
Down home country cooking.
Oh, yeah. And, like, she would make sure that you were completely full. Like, she would just keep cooking until you just couldn't eat anymore. But I remember, like, sitting at the table talking to her. She's washing dishes, looking out the window. She says, go get Jessie before she kills herself. And she
was like, I remember this.
She was, like, tangled up in this rope hanging from a tree limb and had one wrapped around her neck. If she had to let go, she would have definitely noosed herself. Yep.
She was like completely, I remember because I was sitting down eating at the table. And as soon as I said that, I was like, hang herself. I looked out the kitchen window and she was straight up tangled up in that rope.
Yeah. I believe I've saved Jesse's life a few times.
Actually, I had another weird here. I'm going to grab another beverage from the Machin Frigino. Oh, have you seen this? I don't even know if I showed you this. Let me just show you this random quick thing.
Huh. Oh, is that you?
It's me.
That's a little bobblehead.
Little gamer me. I think he's even got the watch on in his wedding ring.
Nice. Where'd you get that?
My wife actually made this for me.
She made it?
Made it. It's like they come like just plain, and then she made like the clay and painted everything.
Wow.
To be me. Yep.
She's pretty talented.
Yeah. That's
she made you skinny. Cool.
I know. And that's no small feat. Oh, God. Now I won't stand up. There we go. Oh, God. What was I saying? A story.
We were talking about
saving our younger siblings' lives. Mm-hmm. So I don't remember we were in trailer when we first were growing up, like our youngest like memories of like a home were living in a trailer.
Oh yeah, we lived in, okay, look, four kids, we lived in a two bedroom trailer until I was like 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I remember at first, like, we didn't even have any beds at first, like we straight up slept on the floor.
Yeah,
like, on pallets, like we didn't have, and it wasn't until like later till we got like actual like bunk beds.
We had like, oh, that one mattress, do you remember we used to play peanut butter and jelly sandwich? So we were so poor, we had to come up with these ridiculous games, and we would take the mattress and just like
fold it over on each other.
We thought it was so much fun.
Well,
peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Mm-hmm. And you remember that trailer, there was like this weird little building in the woods right in the backyard.
Yes, and it had a radio back there because I remember listening to the radio.
And like some like old canned food or whatever.
Yes. Oh my God, I remember that.
So me, Jesse, and Betsy, yep, in the creek. Me, Jesse, and Betsy were back there in that little building just playing around. And there was this weird, like, I don't even know what it was. It was like this weird blue thing, this big, tall metal blue thing. And it had handles on it like a ladder. But it was on the outside of like this long metal pole. And it was propped up out there. And we're out there playing, and Betsy's up against like one of the walls, like looking at the wall and doing something. I think we were acting like we were like making something or building something.
Right, right.
And once again, we were really little because, you know, we were in the trailer. And that big blue thing falls over and starts sliding towards her. And it's got like those weird handles that stick out like this is the pole. And it's got these handles on this side, on this side, on this side, and then on this side. So it's like this weird metal tree thing.
Yeah.
And it slides and starts falling towards her. And I jump across the little building and grab it and catch it as it's falling. And I look back at her and I just say, move. And she had to step back real quick. And then I finally let it, because that thing was fucking heavy. We were little.
Right, right.
And I dropped it. And I don't know. I don't know what that thing was. Like, even just thinking about it today, I'm like, oh, what's that thing even used for?
Who knows?
But it was some big blue metal thing, and it was going to smack her right in the head.
Yeah, saved her life.
Yeah. So I guess that's the secret to having kids with high survival rates is to have a lot of them because they save each other. Right. They look out for one another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember saving Jessie's life at the lake. She was in a float and she flipped over. She couldn't get herself back up. I just pulled her and flipped her back over.
Well,
she would have drowned. And where were mom and daddy?
They knew. They were like, you know, so when I'm getting in trouble, the other one's going to save them. So.
Yeah. Let's go back and have some drinks.
I guess that is a good thing, too, with having kids so close together. They grow up pretty tight-knit and look out for one another.
Right. Like we're 15 months apart. Right? Yeah. 15 months apart. And you and Jesse are a year and 2 weeks apart.
I think just a year in 1 week or a year in 1 week and 1 day. Something weird like that. It's like 1-1-1 or something like that. 1-1.
And then they waited 3 years to have busy.
Yeah. Or happy little surprise.
I'm close to Betsy now, but I guess that's because we live close. And we both, we're the only ones that have kids.
Well, true, yeah. Me and Jesse don't have kids. And both me and her live further away from our hometown now.
Yeah. And I blame you. We're thinking about getting out of here.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I posted on Facebook, but it got removed. I've never had a post get removed before. Somebody, I guess people reported it. But I parked the van, and right where the kids get out of the van, somebody had thrown two needles.
I remember that. I reported that because it was offensive.
I was just like, come on.
No, I know. I want you. Should we talk about this? I think we should get like all. Are we keeping it light and comedy, or are we getting controversial?
Oh, we can get controversial.
All right, cool. Because Star Wars sucks.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yep, there it is. Watch the message boards go crazy on that one.
All right, we're gonna lose our two listeners.
Our two listeners who are big Star Wars fans.
Yes.
Anyway, your story.
All right, so yeah. So these junkies had like threw it out the window and it's right where my kids get out of the van. So luckily Henry saw it. Henry is my son, so I have kids too. Cooper, Henry.
And what do they leave?
What?
What was it that was found?
Oh, two needles without caps on them that had been used. They didn't have anything in them. I checked. Because you never know. Like I said, I got a bunch of kids, so maybe I have to sell some. But so I called the police, and they came and got them. Like he came and bagged them up, and he was like, "Yeah, we had a stop up here, so they're probably trying to dodge a traffic stop and getting rid of some evidence." I just don't want to be around. Like we've seen people shooting up in the Walmart parking lot here. It's just getting really bad around here.
And where are they shooting up? What's bad out there now?
Heroin.
Heroin?
And meth. It's heroin and meth.
That's crazy.
I mean, I just really hate it when people do drugs.
I know, right? I mean, my body's a fucking temple.
I mean, come on. But not everybody.
That's the thing, though, is that, I mean, I have no problem, honestly, like, against, like, drugs, but do that shit in the privacy of your own home.
Right.
And if it starts becoming a problem and a risk to others, then you're a problem.
Exactly. Like, not too long ago, up here, where I live, a woman was high and ran into a tree and killed her son, who's in the back seat, who should have been in a car seat and wasn't. Like, throw that bitch under the jail. I don't give a shit about a disease. Like, you killed your son.
Yeah. You made the choice to do drugs. You made a choice to do the stuff while you're on drugs.
Right.
You refuse to seek help. When people reach out to help you, you refuse to help. You can't help those who don't want to help themselves. And like I said, if it's something you want to do, great. Go somewhere private and do that.
Right. But if you have kids.
Yeah. Then that's a whole nother ballpark there, because then you got someone else depend on you.
Exactly.
Like me, it's easy for me to say, yeah, go do drugs in the privacy of your home. I don't give a shit. Just go keep it away from me. But I don't have kids. You know, I was thinking, you know, if I was a druggie, I'd be just back here doing cake.
Shooting up rocks.
Crystal candy. Shooting rocks and smoking the reefer.
Do you do sugar or PCP? Oh, that's a Mitch Hedberg joke. R.I.P.
Yep, good old Mitch Hedberg. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I mean, that's what gets me. And then the people that defend them and say, because I did, I saw that post that you made, and I saw the people that are commenting on it.
Oh yeah,
and I was like,
Yeah. And somebody was like, okay, so maybe I went a little too far and told the junkies to jump off a bridge, but they were harming my child. That was harmful to my child. If they had not have seen that, they could have stepped on it. And who knows? The junkie could have had AIDS. And I don't want to be PC on our podcast. Like, I don't want to worry about people's feelings. Okay. Yeah. So I told the junkies to go jump off a bridge and kill themselves, because if they want to harm other people, then they have no right to live. And somebody commented, that's easy for you to say. It's not your child. And I was like, oh, great. This is a mom of a junkie.
Here we go.
Yeah. But, I mean, maybe. If it was my child and they were a junkie, like, I can't say exactly what I would do, because I don't know. I've never been in that position. But I know that I would not, I would like to hope that I wouldn't, you know, like, give them money and feed into their addiction. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I see people doing that all the time. Like, they just want to know their kid's safe, so they give them the money and a place to do it. And I'm like, that's not helping them. That's not helping them.
That's enabling. That's
enabling. Enabling. That's right. Like, I don't want to be an enabler. So I feel like some of those people probably reported it and it got taken down. But back to the original thing.
That's the whole thing, though. That's your point of view.
Exactly. Yeah. That's my opinion. Like, you can debate me if you want to, but if you just report it and it gets taken down, then we can't have no discussion about it.
Exactly. It's because it's offensive.
Right. Everything is fucking offensive these days, though.
Yeah.
Everything.
That's like how it's not technically outlawed, but, I mean, there's words in the English language that you cannot say.
Yeah, hate crimes, right? Is that what you're thinking about?
Well, I'm just thinking about, like, just curse words, slurs, just anything and everything.
Right.
There are words in the English language that people do not approve of, and that you literally cannot say. Like, in public or anything, you cannot say them. Even in private, sometimes it feels a little bit weird.
It's one of those words where you look around.
Yeah. But I just think I just think once you start pointing out certain words and saying, oh, you can't say that or you can't say this, then that just opens the door for, okay, well, you can't say this or this or this or this or this and this. So soon there's going to be like a good percentage of the English language that you just can't say because it's all offensive and people are going to take offense to it.
All right. So I know that we said we weren't going to talk about politics, but this kind of ties into something that I saw within the past couple of days. So, you know, Bernie Sanders, right, running for president. He's a Democrat. And Joe Rogan said that he would probably vote for him because he's been consistent his whole life. And so Bernie Sanders tweeted that Joe Rogan said that. And, oh, my God, the crazies came out. Somebody tweeted to Bernie Sanders and said, you should probably take that back because Joe Rogan is a transphobic asshole, and posted this little clip of something Joe Rogan said, okay? So in that clip, Joe Rogan says that, basically, like, I'm just paraphrasing and summarizing, but he says that it's unfair for a trans woman, so a biological man that transitions to a woman, to fight biological women in MMA. Because biologically, they're a man, And so they have a physical advantage. And this one woman got her head cracked open, her skull cracked open by this trans woman. And this trans woman had fought two women before they actually were honest and came out as trans. And he says, that's unfair. And that makes him transphobic. What the fuck? Like, I don't, the world has gone crazy.
Yeah.
Like, have you can't seen, say anything about trans people anymore, or you're transphobic.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't say anything about anything anymore, or you're something.
Right. Like, if a
trans person... I mean, I'm fine with just being nothing. I just want to say what I want to say and feel how I want to feel and not be nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the show. A show about nothing.
About nothing. Hmm. Like, okay, so a great example is I love what South Park is doing here recently. Have you been watching South Park?
Oh, South Park is like, I haven't watched it recently, but they've always been like on the cusp. Like, they never take sides. They make fun of everybody.
And they make like some serious good points. There was that episode where I think Cartman got locked up for doing a hate crime against Token. And the boys went to the mayor and was like, hey, isn't just any crime a crime? Isn't that racist, like racist just calling something a hate crime? Like, right. Isn't a crime just a crime? Like, why you know, make it different than anything else? Why put that line between them? Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, that's a pretty fucking good point. I mean, the show's hilarious, but it's a pretty good point. Right. And then just like you were talking about the whole, you know, male MMA. Mm-hmm. They did an episode where there was like a woman's, like, strong woman's tournament.
Oh, God.
Have you seen this?
No, but.
The trans woman is participating in it for the first time. And they legit, like, what's her name? Like, oh, God, what's her name? I want to call her, like, Pam something. But
you know, it's
Pam Pat. Swanson, I think, something like that. Oh, I do remember Pat.
Like, that shit would not apply today. It
wouldn't. I miss the good old days.
I do, too. Let me watch It's Pat on Saturday Night Live.
But this woman comes out, the trans woman comes out to meet the competitors, and... like, legit looks like Macho Man Randy Savage and sounds like him. Like, I'm ready for the competitors.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he just, like, straight up annihilated him. And I'm like, this is on point. You know? Like, they make it hilarious, but they make some very good points.
That's like, all right, so there was actually a guy that, so he, I'm trying to think of how he put it. Like, what is it called when they identify? So he identified as a female, and then he broke the female bench press record and then went back to identifying as a male. Then he identified as a female again and broke like another weightlifting record as a female and then went back to being male.
All right, so this legit sounds like a guy who can't break any man records. So
he was doing it to prove a point.
Oh, so this was not ironically.
Yeah. But it's,
oh.
Like, you could just say you are a man or a woman or, you know, anything, and then do what you want and then go back to, like, gender fluid. When somebody says they're gender fluid, that means they go from man to woman, like, at the drop of a hat. So he was saying he was
gender fluid. All right, so legit, fluid. This is, like, my first time hearing about gender fluid. Oh,
no. Look up gender fluidity. And it's a real thing. It's a real thing. There are so many, like, different labels now that it's ridiculous. Like, people say, like,
you ever see Ben Shapiro?
Oh, God. the Jew.
This dude is like my hero.
Oh, my God, really?
He is like the shit he says, and then he's okay. Like, just refuses, like, no, just because you identify as, like, you know, a man or a woman, I'm not gonna observe that to, you know, not hurt your feelings or anyone else's,
right? Like, I listen to him sometimes, but sometimes he goes a little too far.
Really? I think he is on point.
Well, for me, like, when it comes to, like, gay rights, like, you know, there is, like, a movement to get the T taken off of LGBT. Because the gays don't even want anything to do with the trans people anymore. They're like, oh, shit, they've taken this shit too far.
No, I didn't know there was a movement. So they're just trying to be LGBT?
They're just trying to be LGBT. They don't want no more T. So no sometimes I feel like when it comes to, like, gay rights, like, gay people should be able to get married. I believe that.
Yeah. Wait, so Ben Shapiro doesn't believe that?
No. He's friends with, there's another guy. Oh, shit, what's his name? Hold on, I subscribe to him on YouTube.
But when it comes to gay marriage, that's another thing that I really don't care about. I think my wife actually asked me the other day. She said something about gay marriage. She looked at me. She was like, do you believe in gay marriage? I looked at her and I said, no, it's against God. She said, really? I said, no, I don't give a shit. Why don't I give a shit?
Who cares what anybody does, like, in the privacy of their own lives? Okay, Mark Rubin. Have you heard of Mark Rubin? So he's a conservative. Rubin. He's a conservative guy, too. He's like Ben Shapiro, but he's gay. Mm. And, like, he got married to his husband, and Ben Shapiro wouldn't go to his wedding. And he was like, and Mark knows why, because I don't agree with it. But we're still friends. I'm just like, okay. Whatever. I don't care. But they're like, I feel like I can be liberal in some areas and then not so liberal in others. Like, the transgender movement has just gone too far where they're wanting to give puberty blockers to kids. Like, I think that's gone too far.
I'm sorry, you have to probably explain this one to me.
So,
I mean, I kind of get the gist of it, but I want to hear
right
about this.
So, if a person that was born male doesn't want to go through puberty so that they can transition into female, then there are doctors that will prescribe puberty blockers to keep them from going through puberty so that when they get the gender reassignment surgery later on in life, it's easier to do because they didn't go through puberty, so their penis is still little.
But that's not allowing a child
yeah
to make a decision, a life-changing decision, at a very young age.
Right. Because they identify.
I mean, they can't even buy cigarettes or alcohol yet.
Exactly. So I think when you turn 18, do whatever the hell you want to do. I don't care. Be trans. Identify as somebody that, I mean, what if you, all right, so Dave Chappelle does this, like, identifying as Chinese bit. Have you seen that?
I have seen that.
Oh, my God.
Is it a Netflix special?
Yes. It's hilarious. But why is that wrong? But identifying as a different gender. So, like, there are people that think that they should be missing a limb. Have you heard of those? So they, like, cut off a limb because they want to be, like, whatever it's called, limbless? I don't know.
Limbless?
Instead of limitless, they want to be limbless.
Limbless. I want to see that movie.
So that is considered a mental disorder, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you identify as that. If you identify as an animal, mental disorder. You identify as another race, mental disorder. Like that woman that made herself black and she ended up being like the president of a local NAAACP chapter, but really she was white. You don't remember
this? I don't
know
about this.
Oh my God, this was like years ago. So she like made herself black and they caught her. And, like, it was a big thing. But, like, how is that different?
That's true. Did they shame her for it?
They did. She wasn't the president of the NAACP no more.
Well, that was wrong of them. Mm-hmm. That's what she identified as.
Like, I think if your child identifies as a female and they were born male, and you want to respect that, that's fine. Do that. You know, let them be whatever they want to be. But when you start putting chemicals in their body that keeps them from developing how they're supposed to develop, that's just wrong.
Yeah. And you're making that, you're ultimately making that decision for them.
Right. And I've read where somebody was thankful that they didn't do that because once they became an adult, they changed their mind. They were like, it was just a phase I was going through. I was really a tomboy. Didn't really want to be a boy, and now I'm a woman, and I'm glad that I didn't take those puberty blockers, and, you know, so it happens.
Damn, puberty blockers.
It's crazy.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, and just the left has gone way too far left. Like, I don't even call myself I used to call myself a liberal, but now it's just like, oh, shit, I don't want to be a liberal. They're crazy.
It's weird. It's like, I honestly don't identify with any side. Like, I honestly think that's the problem, is that people are there's like this line drawn and people are picking sides, because I pick and choose. I'm like, okay, I like that, you know, I agree with this, I don't agree with that, blah blah blah,
right
But if you, like, what does that make you if you don't agree with left or right?
You're moderate.
Moderate?
Yeah, okay. So agree with some left stuff, you agree with some right stuff, but you're not, like, one or the other. But
that's the thing. They have a side for people who don't have sides. Right. You know? Like, that's the whole moderate. Thing. Is like, the yeah. So, and I don't want to be that. I'm not. People that say, hey, are you a moderate? I'm like, no.
No.
I'm not.
I'm not anything.
I'm not anything. Stop putting your labels on me. So, and I mean, that's just...
There's libertarians who are all about just rights, you know?
See, I know, honestly, I know nothing about that stuff. I distance myself as much from that stuff as possible.
That's why I'm here to learn you.
Teach me. Preach it to me.
And I mean, come on, like, maybe I don't have it all, like, all the facts straight, but you get the gist of it. There is a such thing as puberty blockers, and there are people that give it to their kids.
Yeah, sounds about right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I watch the news, like, all of, like, 5 minutes in the morning just to get, like, the weather and, like, traffic sometimes. Other than that, I don't...
Excuse me. I don't watch the news. I listen to podcasts. I listen to them so much that my daughter, my husband took the kids to school Friday, and my daughter was like, oh, can we please listen to music and not a podcast? And Kevin was like, I don't listen to podcasts. And she's like, yes. Oh, I have a playlist for her. Like, we'll be listening to the radio or listening to, like, my music, and she'll say, playlist? I'm like, what's that mean? She's like, that means put it on my playlist. I'm like, so she, like, has code now. She's just like, playlist. Yeah. And the stuff she wants on her playlist is like System of a Down, Metallica, Tool. Oh, yeah. She's got good taste.
Yeah. That sounds like a good playlist. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But then she also got Old Town Road. So, yeah. It's a toss up.
The other one, take my horse to the Old Town Road.
She loves that song. But I think most, like, his fan base is like 5 and under. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't even listen to country anymore.
Man, they play that on pop stations.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I guess technically that's what it's coming to. It's not even going to be like country or pop. It's just going to all be like one station.
I don't even listen to the rock stations because they play the same stuff over and over and over. So I listen to it on my music apps. Yeah, I don't even listen really to the radio anymore.
I remember right before I left, I think they got rid of like one of the best like rock stations that was there. Mm-hmm. And are like kind of like hometown area. Probably one of the factors that made me leave our hometown.
They changed it back, but they don't play any new rock. It's all old. Like 2005 is probably the newest they play. Like I never hear any new rock, so I have to listen to it on my phone. So I have Apple Music, and they have like different playlists of like new rock, and they like every week they'll update it. That's how I listen, find new stuff to listen to. I get tired of listening to the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
And that's all they play up here is like they play Alice in Chains, but they only play like 2 Alice in Chains songs, and they'll play STP, but only like 2 STP songs and like 1 Nirvana song. And it's like the same rotation over and over again. I get tired of it. I don't understand what's happening to rock music. Like, do you have a good rock station down there?
It's hit or miss. Like we have one that's like, okay. And I found one that plays like fairly good, like older songs. Mm-hmm. But not really.
Yeah.
I mean, radio in general has gone to shit. I think radio is probably going to go the way of the newspaper.
Hope so.
Or basic TV.
Right.
Or just TV in general.
Well, I mean, they used to have like the radio talk shows in the morning, but now it's podcasts. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you listen to music in the afternoon, but they play the same 5 songs over and over again. So nobody's really listening. A lot of cars already come equipped with satellite radio. You know? So, I mean, yeah.
So let me ask you about, because I really don't listen to podcasts, which is like, honestly, like a thing I think is probably like for the best. Like, honestly, like, you know, I stream a lot on Twitch. I don't watch a lot of streams. So a lot of stuff I have is kind of like my own thing, my own flavor.
Right,
You know, concepts. Mm-hmm. You know, and then like us doing this podcast, you know, it's just us sitting here talking, doing stuff. So in your opinion, our podcast, as it's going right now, is this pretty common? Is this like the format for podcasts?
I think so. I mean, a lot of podcasts, yeah, they're just conversations between two people, or it's just one person talking about something. Like some of the podcasts I listen to is just one person. They have like a theme. You can kind of tell sometimes that they are like just reading something that they've already written. I don't really like that, so I don't really listen to those as much.
Sounds scripty.
Right. I like the ones where it's just like a conversation, like Joe Rogan. Like, I'm not trying to, like, you know, he's just like one of the most famous podcasters.
Yeah, I actually watched a clip of him the other day talking to Robert Downey Jr. about his role in Tropic Thunder.
Oh my god!
And how
I
they
could that podcast.
You listen to that one?
Yes, I did.
I just watched the clip on YouTube.
He talked about if he would do it today.
Yeah, if you could do it in today's time.
Yeah. And he said, "Yeah, he thinks so."
Yeah.
And you think about it, and like, to me, I'm thinking, well, it wasn't that long ago, but really, it was that long ago. It was like 15 years ago, right? Something like that?
I don't know about 15 years ago. 15 years ago, I was like graduating high school.
All right, let me look it up.
Which is still weird to think about. 15 years.
Okay, so no, it was 12 years ago. But still.
I mean, it's still pretty close.
Yeah,
right? You're up there in the double digits over 10, you know.
See,
might as well be 15 years.
How much has changed in 12 years? Like, I don't feel like it's that long ago, but it was.
It really was. We're just getting to that point or that old age where it's like we hear something new, we're like, what? What? No, that's impossible. No. But it's like going down and like shit changes. And you're like, oh, well, fuck.
I don't even listen to like rap music now because it's just the dumbest shit in the world.
God, yes.
Like, I listened to one song and it was just a guy like going to the club, going to get me some dubs. Like, it's just so stupid. But then, like, I'm thinking it's stupid, but then I listen to the rap that we listen to.
Well, here's what I think, because a lot of rappers, they like to do the mumble rapping, where it's just like, you know, that's all they do. And,
you know, right.
And that's all they do. When honestly, if you think about it, old school rap, old school, even old school country, songs would tell a story, would tell about, you know, hardships, bad times, good times, a story about someone, themselves. You know, it was poetic. It had meaning, right, behind it. It had impact behind it. And like today's music, country, rap, today's music like that is all about just trying to throw glamour and glitz in your face.
Right. All I got money and you don't.
Yeah. Money, bitches, cars, rims. Yeah.
Well, I mean, rap kind of back then was kind of like that too. Like,
that was like that was, they would rap from like starting from like the bottom and coming up and finding their way up, and that was still like carried a tune and actually you could understand what they were saying.
Oh my god, do you remember? Oh god, do you remember driving?
Oh, I know what you're gonna say. Wait a minute. Hang on. All right, I might be wrong. But are you? I mean, I don't even know if I want to bring this up because of reason of it.
Go ahead. What am I thinking about?
Are you thinking about R. Kelly?
R. Kelly? Oh, shit. Just on you now.
I thought you were going to bring up the song. What was that song with him? And then.
Wait a minute. Bump and Grind? No, what?
No.
Now, usually I don't.
It
do
was
this,
a song
go ahead, I'll break them off with that one.
No, no, wait a minute. You're contagious. Touch me, baby. Give me what you got.
That told a story. You were right about that.
That told a story.
You were obsessed with that song. Dun, dun,
dun. I mean.
You had like the handheld recorder and you would like record yourself singing it.
Wait a minute. Was this the Home Alone 2 handheld recorder?
Yes, it was.
It was with the extension microphone. Because I totally did have that.
Oh my god, that was a great song.
Yeah, it was. That was a good song. But okay, so if that's where you were going with that, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, do you remember riding in Grandma's Camaro? Cruising, and we were listening to, I want to say it was Big Timers, and you had on a durag.
Wait a minute. Hang on, wait. Don't say anything. Oh.
I have a durag back here.
Oh my god. Perfect. Perfect.
I'm gonna see if this is right. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, hang on.
Set the scene.
There we were in Grandma's Camaro.
Our Grandma's Camaro.
In Grandma's Camaro. Hang on, let me turn this other mic up real quick. I got this other mic over here, so I can actually be off camera.
Okay.
All right, there we go. Can you hear me?
I can. Perfect.
All right, and there we were in Grandma's Camaro.
Cruising on a Friday night.
My sister driving and me in the passenger seat. When we approached some young African American fellows.
An SUV. With rims. I'm sure it was rims.
Pretty gangster. But I too was also gangster. Which they knew by just looking at me. Why can I not get this? This is so much easier if I didn't have a beard to get tangled up into it. All right, I'm just going to do it the best I can. All
right, let's do it. Oh, God. It takes me back. That was perfect.
Hey, you.
Yes.
What's up?
So we're listening. I think I want to say it's Big Thomas, that one, that song. You know what I'm talking about? The got a quarter tank of gas in my new E class. You know that song?
I do know that.
Everyone
knows that. Everyone who knew that, you know, growing up, every time your tank hits a quarter tank of gas, you gotta like sing it. You're like,
yeah.
Tank of gas.
I remember I used to say in my new Focus.
Is it the Ford Focus? But that's okay, cause I'm going around.
Oh, so we pulled up beside these African American fellows, and you were holding up the West Side,
and they busted out laughing.
They laughed so hard.
They busted out laughing. They were laughing so hard. Cause how old was I?
Oh my god, I was driving, so you were at least 15.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just this young beardless white kid wearing his bandana like a grandma would, throwing it up West Side and nodding his head.
Yeah. I bet they still tell that story, like to their kids.
In fact, someone's probably listening to this podcast right now, and they're like, no way. Daddy told us this story when we were little, about little grandma white boy.
Grandma white boy. Oh, the legend.
I thought he was just telling a tall tale. But he really does exist. He does exist.
They do exist.
Grandma, my white boys.
Oh, this reminds me of another story.
Oh.
Do you remember the first time You smoke pot.
Yes. I tell the story many times.
All right. Go on.
Okay.
Hang on. I'm going to see if this works. I just pulled the other microphone over here. All right. How's that sound?
It's same.
There's like no difference.
And really? Okay.
Well, the first time we smoked pot, I remember you had it. And we were in your room, which was in the very back of the house that we were living in at the time. Mm-hmm. And we smoked it out the window so that the smell wouldn't be in there. Like, I didn't know this stuff. Once again, I was like, what? Like, how old was I? 15, 16?
Yeah, something like that.
Maybe even 14. I don't even know. Who knows? And so we smoked it. And I was like, I don't feel nothing. I was like, this doesn't even work. I don't know why people do this.
It's stupid.
And I was like, I'm hungry. So I ate a whole bag of powdered donuts, like 7 Chuck Wagon sandwiches, and drank a 2-liter of Pepsi and started throwing up and thought I was ODing from smoking weed. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die. Like, there was no other reason I'd be throwing up and smoking weed because what I just ate in my head was normal because I was just so hungry. I was just, it was so. So, yeah, that was my first experience smoking marijuana with my sister.
Yep.
I thought I OD'd. It was scary.
I'm glad you didn't call 911.
Well.
Fun times.
Oh, good. Do you remember what I used to do when I used to ask you to be my lookout so I could run to the store for a Dr. Brennan Slim Jim? Slim Jim. Do you remember this? Hop out the back window onto the AC unit.
Yes.
And run to the store. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what I expected from you to be a lookout. Because if I wasn't in the house, then where the fuck was I? We didn't have a big front or backyard.
Right.
You know, like, what were you going to do? Like, oh, yeah, he's, you know, in the.
That mean?
I don't know, really, like in the shower.
You snuck out to go get some food.
Yeah. Oh, Dr. Pepper and Slim Jim.
Yeah.
Oh. That just, we lived in very tyrant times. Mm-hmm. We had to cross the line.
We did.
You know, okay. Jump the fence.
So our parents were very hands-off.
They had the hands-off approach, which back then worked.
It worked.
I wouldn't take that approach these days, but back then.
Oh, God. I could tell you a story that would just like. Are you ready?
I'm ready to.
All right. Oh, my God. This reminds me. I wanted to tell the story of the UFO that we saw.
Oh, yeah. Well, we should probably save a whole podcast for supernatural stuff because there's some other things that I would like to talk to you about the supernatural.
I have lots of supernatural stuff, too. And then we have experiences that we had that we didn't know we had, but they were the same.
Exactly.
Ooh. Could just
so we should do a whole, yeah. So next time, tune in next time. For a more spiritual,
yes, connection.
In depth, yes, connection.
This has been a whole like Modge Podge potpourri. If we were on Jeopardy.
Yeah, because we've been kind of over the place. We don't really have like what's it called? We have a plan.
Yeah, no, we didn't.
A format or.
We didn't even introduce ourselves.
Oh fuck! Oh. Well, if you're still listening.
Thanks. First of all, thanks.
We appreciate that. We made it this far, you're in for the long haul. Mm-hmm. So welcome aboard.
Oh. So then I'll wait and tell my story on to the next one. All right, let's think of another story.
All right, another story. Okay, all right. I know I had some other ones lined up that I had thought about before, for the way we talk about, because if we're saving all the supernatural stuff, spiritual stuff, and even just like, you know, UFOs or just weird phenomenons for another show, then that's great. Cause I would love to do a whole show on that stuff.
Yeah.
Talking about, you know, we've watched documentaries, we've been, you know, researching stuff. And I mean, that's like stuff I would love to get into.
I think that it could be a really long show too. And maybe yeah. like a 2 or 3 part series.
It really could. And that'd be cool for also our audience to kind of leave comments and stuff about how they would, you know, what their experiences with supernatural or, you know, unexplained, you know, phenomena.
Yeah.
And how would they go about doing that though?
So, in this podcast, under the description, I'll leave a link to our anchor.fm account where you can actually leave voice messages for us. So if you have a supernatural or a spiritual or any kind of experience like that, you want to leave a message, we'll bring it up on our podcast maybe, then visit the link that's in the podcast description.
And also, are we going to be posting this on YouTube as well?
We are.
Okay, so if this is posted on YouTube and you're watching this on YouTube right now, listening to it, feel free to also, you know, comment any information like that, any, you know, experiences you've had. And because, you know, we'll read the comments and talk about that. Like if it's something like, hey, you know, you'll never guess what so-and-so saw.
Right. And make sure you subscribe too, so that if we do bring it up, you'll be the first to know.
And then you can comment on that one and be like, hey, they're talking about my previous comment from the other podcast.
Look at me. I'm famous.
Look at me. They said my name.
I'm drinking wine.
Eating chicken. That's something probably good to talk about. Now my wife didn't know who Mel Brooks was.
All right. So, like, why did you marry her?
I didn't know. How could I have known?
You got to learn her.
Got to learn her.
Has she watched Young Frankenstein?
I don't know.
I'm kind of
mad. She has seen Robin Hood Men in Tights, though.
Well, I mean, that's the first step.
Yeah.
But she needs to
see. I hope it's going to be a gateway movie to lead to other Mel Brooks movies.
Yeah, Frankenstein's the best one, I think, in my opinion.
But I just thought it was a Twitch streams. And I said, I looked at my wife. I was like, you don't know who Mel Brooks is? And a good friend of ours that streams and we've known him for a long time. He actually flew over here for my wedding. He goes by the name Cax. Mm. And he's Finnish. And he jumped in with me. He was like, you didn't. He was like, you don't know Mel Brooks? I don't know if I'm doing his accent right, but it's like that's how I hear him.
Right.
And I was like, what? And I started telling her about some movies and stuff, and Cax jumps in and was like, Braveheart, Passion of the Christ. And I said, weapon. Wait a minute. That's what I said. I was like, lose a weapon? I was like, and my wife was the one that actually called him out on it. She was like, because I was like, wait a minute. I said, what? And she was like, that's Mel Gibson.
I mean, a important Mel. Nonetheless.
Yes.
But Mel Brooks, I mean, come on.
Yeah. He defined, would you go as far as saying he defined a generation?
I would say, like, he did stuff that nobody else was doing during that time. Like, Blazing Saddles. Whoa.
Yeah.
Like, nobody... I mean, some of the stuff was, like, super offensive back then. But, like, some of the stuff, too, like, farting. Like, the fart scene. Like, nobody was doing that in the movies back then. And people thought it was hilarious.
So, honestly, he was kind of ahead of his time.
Oh, yeah. He was a trailblazer.
Yeah.
And I told you that he's Melifant Brooks in Toy Story 4.
Mm-hmm.
You got to watch that. It's a good one. Yeah.
I get caught up on my Toy Stories. I think I've only seen up to 2.
What? 3 is a good one.
Wait, what's three about?
When they get sent to the daycare.
I may have seen that one.
Mm-hmm. Lotso.
The Big Bear?
Yeah.
Okay, I may have seen that one.
Oh, Lotso the Bear. The guy that does his voice played Dan's dad in Roseanne. He was also in Deliverance.
Oh.
He's the one that got his booty raped. Or almost raped. I can't remember.
One or the other.
Stuff. Right. Oh, speaking of that kind of stuff. So when I was...
A booty rape. Speaking of booty rape. Moving on to our next topic of booty raping.
When I was like Googling brother and sister like podcast just to see what was out there, you know, just to make sure nobody else had the name that we come up with. Like, you know how Google like auto searches, like they have like the names that come down. Like if you just start typing something, it'll try to like find what you're looking for before you type all of it. So I typed popular brother, sister, and one of the auto fields was popular brother, sister, incest books.
Incest books?
Yes. Like people search that.
Cause I know like in for some reason in porn, which I mean I've heard from a friend who uses porn a fair amount. I'll
remain nameless.
probably a normal amount, you know. Mm-hmm.
Who's to say?
But yeah, I've heard of this friend told me that when he goes to this porn site.
He's not a really close friend either.
Not a really close friend. I barely know him. I mean, more of an acquaintance, really. Because he, you know, he watches porn.
Ew.
But when he watches, when he goes to the porn sites, they are littered now. Like, it almost seemed like overnight that they are littered with, like, brother sister porn, stepmom and son porn,
yeah,
daughter and dad porn. I mean, I was, I mean, he was, I was taken back by this when he told me.
When he told you, yes, yeah,
you know, when he told me,
and you were like,
I said, oh, just goddamn,
blasphemy. What? So I clicked on it.
It's okay.
And like,
but yours is books though, right?
Right. So Goodreads actually has like a list of popular brother, sister, incest books. It's like one of the like top search results. It's Goodreads list. Like, who wants to read that? And when I think of like brother, sister, incest stuff, I think of that. The Blue Lagoon. You remember that movie?
The Blue Lagoon.
Yes, it was like a 80s movie. I want to say like early 80s movie with Brooke Shields. I think it was Brooke Shields. And her and a guy got like stranded on an island. They were younger.
Blonde hair?
Yes, with the curly blonde hair, blonde the hair guy. Dude. Yes. And they had a kid.
At the end, like they see someone on a boat, but they're all like muddy and stuff. And they think they're indigenous tribe people and they just kind of walk off.
Well,
Do they choose to stay in the wild? No.
That's not how it ends out. What are you talking about?
Okay. I don't know if that's the movie, but that's what I was thinking. Is that there's a movie with like these two, like the young girl and a young guy, and they're stranded on this island and they have a kid.
Yeah, they
and
have a kid.
At the end, there's like a boat and there's a guy with binoculars and he's looking and it's like they've made the choice that they don't want to go back to civilization. They enjoy their life on the island. So they're covered in mud. They look like indigenous tribe people. And they turn into the forest and walk away instead of hailing the ship.
You saw a totally different ending than I saw.
All right. What happened in your ending of that movie?
They make a boat to get off the island because they want a better life for their son or daughter or whatever kid they had. And like this big ship comes up on them and they see them in this boat and they take them aboard the ship and they realize who they are. And that's how you find out that they're brother and sister.
Oh
yeah,
or that's an alternate ending for like TV.
Yeah, like the butterfly effect. Like the ending I saw in the theaters was totally different than the ending
that you like see on TV.
Yeah,
that's another thing I don't agree with. I don't think TV stations should be able to show movies if they can't like Die Hard. The main catchphrase, you know, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yeah,
if you can't show that,
Mother Fletcher, whatever he says.
Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon. Yeah.
Speaking of the butterfly effect, so this came out when I was in college, and there's this guy. He was from Albania, for one, and he really liked me, and he took me to the movies. So already, he'd probably not understand what's going on in the movies, because he didn't really speak English that well. There's a part in the movie where Ashton Kutcher wakes up, and he doesn't have any arms or legs. Do you remember that part?
Yeah.
And I just bust out laughing, like, I cannot control myself. And I'm laughing so hard. And people are looking at me like I am just evil. And my poor date doesn't know what the hell is going on. Like, why am I laughing at this cripple guy on the screen?
Did he join in? Did he start laughing with you?
No, he's just looking at me like,
like maybe he was like trying to be supportive.
Like, he's thinking, he's probably thinking that they said something funny, but he didn't understand because he doesn't speak that good of English. But nobody else is laughing. So maybe he thinks I'm the only one that gets it.
You're the only one that gets it. This chick's got a sense of humor. She's the only one who gets comedy.
But really, I'm just laughing at the fact that he didn't have no arms or legs. And people are giving me the evil eye. And like, I'm kind of embarrassed, but at the same time, I can't stop laughing.
Yeah.
And then even as we're leaving, I'm like, oh, he ain't got no arms or legs. And just start bumping us out laughing again.
Oh, kid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fun times. Okay. Another thing. Do you remember Blazing the Trail?
I do remember Blazing the Trail.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, that was another good one when I used to live in the apartments with one of my past girlfriends. Mm-hmm. And there was a trail next to them.
Yep.
And you and your ex-husband would come over and we would blaze the trail.
And blaze the trail, which meant we would walk the trail and we would smoke weed. And then we would go to Subway and get all the cookies they had.
Oh, yeah. Because at a certain time, like, they would, like, go on sale or something like that, like, because they would throw them out.
Yeah.
So you would go to, and Subway was, like, right, like, what, not even that far from those old apartments I used to live in. Mm-hmm. So we hit Subway, buy out all the cookies like fucking gangsters. Like, go in there and just drop a stack, change on like, the counter.
We taking all the cookies like, you
all
got.
All the cookies. And then go back to the apartment and just watch do like TV and movies and shit.
Yeah, we watched Pineapple Express. I remember that. Oh god, that was funny. And I remember you stole one of my catchphrases, and I was mad at you because I was like, "You're stealing my shit."
Wait a minute, what was that? I do remember. I vaguely remember this. I vaguely remember this.
Like, oh, stealing my shit.
Stealing my shit. Because we started making fun of you about stealing my shit.
Yeah, I kept like saying it to myself. Like, oh, God, I can't believe you stole
it. Yeah, you just hear this movie sitting there, like, it'd be like just a crazy long time has passed. We're just sitting there watching movies and just chilling. You hear her just go, stealing my shit.
What was it? I can't remember what you said.
I do. I can't remember either.
Oh, God.
I mean, hell, when we got high one time, me and your ex-husband came up with the idea of reverse deja vu. We thought that was the best idea ever. I don't even know how they even made sense. They made sense at the time. But we were, like, onto something of, like, fortune telling. Mm-hmm. We were going to be able to tell the future because we were going to use reverse deja vu.
Oh, God, do you remember? Oh, shit. No, I've lost it. Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man, what was it? Oh, God. Oh, the reverse burglars?
Oh, yeah, I do remember reverse burglary. Okay, so I had this concept. It's just really to better the community, you know. If you can make this start trending, you know, hashtag it or whatever when you when you Twitter it.
hash Twitter.
Yeah, hashtag Twittery. But it was the idea that people would wake up and they'd come, like, walking into the living room. The door is, like, busted wide open. And they got run to the living room and they got like a fucking like new upgraded TV and like surround sound. Uh-huh. And it's the idea that instead of people breaking in and taking your shit, the people break in and leave you shit, like mm-hmm. good shit, reverse like, burglary.
Like Santa Claus.
Like Santa, but more violently. Because they kick your door in to bring you this shit, you know?
They really want you to have it.
Yeah, they really want you to have this. You're a great person. You deserve it. You're going to get it. So,
take it.
So we have the idea of reverse burglary.
Yeah, that was a good one.
If you think about it, it is still better than just regular burglary.
It really is. Like, I would rather be reverse burglarized. than regular. Burglarized.
Burglarized.
Are they stealing my shit?
Stealing my shit.
Oh God, I've got to like think about that. What you stole? I can't remember. You said something that I say a lot. I can't remember what it was though. For the life of me, I can't remember.
You remember cigarettes?
Yes, you stealing my shit. Accidentally said it.
This is how like legit like our pokes at people at each other go. Mm-hmm. Is that one day she asked me, she says, "Hey, you want to go outside for a cigarette?" I was doing something, I was like messing on my phone. I was like, "Yeah, I guess I can use a cigarette." She was like, "Ah, I was hoping you didn't catch that." If they're just as a joke, I kept saying, you know, "Hey, you want to go outside for a cigarette?" Anyone jump off, you know, for a cigarette real quick? And to this day, this is like years later.
Oh, yeah. Like at least 6 years.
I still refer to them as cigarettes. because of a joke.
Right? It happens.
Cigarettes, smigs.